Gemorim Basra, Daf Kuf Samachay Amir Aleph, says Amir of Yehuda Amir Rav, Reiv the Gazel, Reiv people are Nichshal in the Avera Chamura of Gazel, Umiyat Barayas, there's a Miyat of people who are Nichshal in the Avera of Arayas, Bakol Balash and Hara. Gemara asks, Bakol Balash and Hara Sakadaita, Chalavayas Kasha would still be Negea today. And Gemara answers, Ella Vaklashan Horo, great people, everyone was Nichshal in Avera. Vaklashan Horo, even if they weren't Nichshal in Avera Vashan Horo. If you think about it, the Gemara seems a little schwer to understand. Reiv the Gezel, we're talking about the times of Amaroyim. It said that Reiv people were Nichshal in Avera Chamura of Issa of Gezel. When someone thinks of the Issa of Gzela, Geneva, everyone understands you can't walk into someone else's house, steal a chayfetz, you can't run a Ponzi scheme, you can't embezzle money. But to say that every single person thinks of himself, rave people in this room are nichshal in the Avera, this is the times of Meroyim, obviously we got worse since then. That rave people are nichshal in the Avera of Gezel. So Rejbam of Anart, this is the way the Divrei Makir learns Pshat in the Rejbam, says, Rav b'nei Adam, chashudin el ha-Gezel, ke'en Gezel, shemirin ha-Tera, b'masa ha-Mata. Enechanami, most people don't have a habit of walking to someone else's house and stealing things, what have you. But they're Meroyah Hetel and Afshe. And the case that he gives is La'akav ish merevach haroyu lechaveroy. If someone has a partnership, and he's supposed to split the revach with his shutuf, and you always convince yourself, listen, I did more, a little more work than he did. I'm entitled to more money. Or if someone has a certain deal that comes in, and it's supposed to be a percentage goes to the person who brings it in. I might have gotten the deal anyway. So people are meir hetel and afshe. They always convince themselves that they're entitled to get more than what they're entitled to. And the Ovid Issa Gezel, this is very common when people, lawyers or accountants, someone who bills by the hour. I don't know if every lawyer, if I would have as much time in my day as he's able to bill in a day, probably be able to give a few shurim a week instead of one. I'm saying, this is a Taicha Merhetel and Afshe. They say, they convince themselves that, yeah, I was thinking about working for him and I might have been working for him. And as I was on the plane for someone else, during that time, I thought about his case. That's like Shemurah Hetel Nafshe, they convince themselves that they were really doing something which they weren't doing. And someone who does that will be Eved Isser of Gezel. Dak Moshe Paskins, that someone, when it comes to Hilchas Mamonis, even though someone's a Yedei Sefer, he knows the Talmud Chacham, it comes a Shail of Isser Veheter. He's a lot of Paskins himself. He knows what the Halacha is. He's a lot of Paskins. Look up the Halacha of Paskins. Halacha by Mamonis Faket. Halacha by Mamonis, even if you know, you learned the Halachas. When it comes to one's own self, you know, consider a gay of the moment, could be the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, you're not supposed to paskin for yourself when it comes to moment, even though by Issa v'Hetter you're allowed to. Because the person has a negiyas of moment, and that obviously changes the way a person thinks. That's this halacha shemir hetel l'nafshe that the Rishbam brings down. When he is daiti, his man hazeh, the problem is not only shemir hetel l'nafshe, the problem is that we're unaware b'chlal of what's considered gzela. The Chafetz Chaim and the Sefer Sfas Tamim brings down that he's talking about that once someone's nichshal and avera chamura of gazel, he says there's basically two sibas gedolos to why people are nichshal bizman hazeh in the iser of gazel. The first reason that he gives is he says people live beyond their means. He says people get accustomed to certain luxuries. He says people feel that they have to have fancy clothing, a fancy house. Everyone today needs the latest model car, a fancy house, the lawn has to be immaculate. People set themselves up that they have to live a certain lifestyle which is beyond, sometimes beyond their means. And Chafetz Chaim says even if it's within his means today, and today this is very relevant, when it comes a time where you might not be able to make as much money and there'll be a downturn in the economy, and he's not going to be able to keep to that lifestyle, he's going to push himself because he already built himself up that this is the way he lives and he got accustomed to it. So he pushes himself further and further and he's going to end up crossing the line to be over the Isser Chamura of Gazel. I have a chavrusa of mine who owns a nursing home. And that's Yidua, that business is not the straightest business. And he told me, I once asked him, like, if he's able, how he's able, he told me that he never cheats a tiny job. I asked him, like, how he's able to do it. He said, Baruch Hashem, he makes enough money at his takanisha, and he makes enough money, so he doesn't have the nisayim to try to cheat. If everyone would set themselves up, he rather has less of a nisayim because he was making enough money. If everyone set themselves up to need less money, and they wouldn't be sitting there pushing themselves and convincing themselves that this is mutter and that's mutter and I have to do this in order to have panasa. If a person lives below his means, then he'll never be nichshal in the avera of Gaza. The second reason that the Chafetz Chaim gives And this will be, that's on the basis for the next number of weeks, what we're going to learn. He says people are don't know what is considered gezel. Right, someone knows gezel, I can't walk into someone's house and steal money. But there are a lot of cases of gezel where people are not aware b'chlal that it's an issur of gezel. Just give a few examples. Shel shaloi midas, gazlan. Everyone knows that I can't steal the chayfetz and keep the chayfetz. But no one knows that if I take the chayfetz and use it for a little second, eved issur of gezela. Or if someone is working for someone else. So we learned by issur al tolan, we learned the chiyuv that the employer has to his worker. But the worker bets him as a tremendous achrayas to his employer as well. If he takes a phone call that's not related to the business, the shas, he's supposed to be working for him. Could be it's important, his kid calls him, someone calls him. During that few minutes that he was talking and not being oisik in the business that he was supposed to be working for, and he takes money for that time, he's over the isser of gazel. We'll see, Matz Hashem, we'll get to the halachas, HaKol Kafi Minhag HaMedina. There is could be a certain amount of time that he'd be allowed to. Matz Hashem will have a week just on that, to what your responsibility is to a worker, but if you cross that line, even for a minute, you're going to cross the line and not be working with the Amuna to your employer, you'll be Eved Isser of Gazel. Another case could be that you have supplies, you have a piece of paper you brought home from you from your office, and the kid, someone calls you and you have to write down a phone number, you pull out that paper, and it could be it's even a piece of paper, as Pachas Mishal Vakrutza, but as the Mechaber in the beginning of Shimon Ches says, also Lignar Vafila Kol Shehu Din Torah, the Isser of Geneva, the Isser of Gzela, the same thing, is also even less than a Pruta. So you have a piece of paper, you have to remember a phone number, L'maisa, that paper didn't belong to you, you took it home from your office, you used a pen, which could be there, it's Davash in the Baal Makpidim, we'll learn about that separately. But you used for a second, you used something which didn't belong to you, that the Baal Makpid on, Ya'ivad Isser, Chamura of Gaza. And the Makar for this din, that it's even possible in the Shavu Pruta, the Magen Mishnah, and brings from the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin asks, you find that by a guy, the Isser of Geneva is even by less than a Pruta. And by Yisrael, the halacha is that in order to be chayiv the malchus or the chayiv hashava, it has to be a full pruta. The Gemara asks, how do you find a din that's more chama by Akum than by Yisrael? And the Gemara says, because they're meichel. So the Magen Mishnah learns from there, Avada, the Isra of Leisignai, the Leisigzal, is true even less than a pruta. It's only the din of hashava, usually less than a pruta, someone's meichel. So it's not nitin la hashava, and you don't have a chayiv to return it because he's already meichel it. But Avada is the Issa even less than a Shava Pruta. And the Sma over here learns a shtickle different. The Sma learns that it's din of Chatzi Shir. He's mashma that Avada, the Issa of Leisignoiv, is what the Torah is talking about is Mammon, and the only thing that's a Chashivas of Mammon is a Pruta. But the Zalocha Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah, and there'll be also one will be over the Issa of Leisignoiv, even if it's less than a share of a Pruta. Lamaisa, when dealing with the Issa of Leisignoiv and Leisigzal, the Chafetz Chaim has a Meridik Arichas as to what the Meridik Chumra for someone who might be Nichshal in these Averites. Chafetz Chaim says, we say this in Davening, says, Mi Yala Bahar Hashem, Mi Yokum Mekoyim Kotche, who is able to go in the Har Hashem and the Mekoyim Kotche, and what does the Pasuk feel here? It's the Kikapayim Ubar Leiva. So the Chafetz Chaim, the Madna Mekan, Kimishi Yesh Biyod Le Gezel, who Meruchuk Mahar Hashem and Mekoyim Kotche. Someone who has in his possession something that belongs to someone else. He's Miruchik, Mahar Hashem, and Mekayim Kotche. And he brings the Joshua from Chazal, Shkomish Yesh Biyod Egezel, and Mechnisen, and Mechitzasa, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone has in his possession, he's not going to return something that he stole, he's Miruchik, Mech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he won't be able to come, Lahar Kotche. He also brings, that if you think about it, what's the most chosh of a day of the year? The most chosh of a day of the year is Yom Kippur, and the most chosh of a time is the Shas Nila. And what's the tefillah that we say in Nila? Leman nechdal moishek yedeinu. So if someone would think about the meridik chumra that we're giving to Issa Gezel, the most chosh of the time, we need the biggest kapara, what we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leman nechdal moishek yedeinu. The Chafetz Chaim then goes on, gives a marshal. He says, when someone's over Issa Gezel, in a way it's different than other Yisurim, because he brings a rivash, a goyim, that they're going to have to come back as a Gilgal to this world. And he gives a marshal, and someone was struggling to make parnassah, struggling for a number of years, kids are mamish starving. And the only way he was able to make parnassah, they told him he has to go to a faraway land, and over there he'll be able to make parnassah and come back. So he went They went over Sheva Yamim, it took them 7 months, they finally got there. And in the beginning, he was having a hard time over there. After a number of years, finally he was matzliach. He amassed enough money to be able to come back to his wife and kids. So it was a full 10 years, that's the mashal he gives, that he finally made enough money, and he sends a message back to his wife and kids that he's going to come. He's finally made enough money, and he's on his way home. He goes over the first yam, it's tremendous hardship. Finally, he's getting closer and closer. He finally reaches he sees the port from far. He sees his wife and kids waiting for him. There's a merdeka simcha that he has. He says, as he's about to leave the ship, he says, the border control, whoever it was, comes to him and tells him, listen, we got a message that in the other place where you were, you stole money from someone, and they have a rule over there that you can't leave until you repay the thing. He said, okay, no problem. He's sorry. Taka forgot to pay back this person. It was unintentional. He'll send them money. He'll give them 10 times the amount. They told him nothing doing. The only way to repay back in that place, you have to go back yourself. He says they were obviously very difficult. He's trying to convince them, do me a favor, let me go for 1 day, 2 days, just to see my wife and kids. I didn't see them for 10 years. And the wife and kids are also sitting there crying. They realize that there's some problem that they can't, the father can't, that they're waiting for 10 years, that they can't see them. Finally convinces them that they can open up the gate, he could see them, and he's going to have to go back. And his wife and kids see that they're finally opening the gate a little. And the Meridik Asimcha, and he sees them, and they shut the gate, and they send him back. He has to go back to the Shiva Yamim. Chavetz Chaim says that Be'etzim, we strive in this world, we work so hard, we amass Torah, Ma'asim Tovim. Every person's whole task in this world is to become an Erlech Hayid. And he's Shema, he finally is Omid bin Asayim, he's Shema Torah, he's Shema Mitzvahs. He's going to come to the Olam Emes, he's going to have to go through Shiva Dinim, Shiva Madurei Gehenim, he's going to have to go through everything, and he's finally going to get there. And they're going to see, he says that the Torah, the Ma'asim Tovim, which someone has, is more, going to be more Chavav to him than his own kids and his wife. He's finally going to see them. And he's going to be mamish holding God out there. And they're going to say, sorry, you have to go back as a Gilgul. And the different forms of Gilgulim based on different averis of Gezel that one could be over. And someone would internalize this and realize that our whole life we're working so hard to keep Torah and Mitzvahs and how much we're Mesa Nefesh to do those Torah and Mitzvahs. And he says, who knows in the next time that we come back to this world if we've been able to Hakabi Hashem Torah and Mitzvahs, look around, you see so many people who are not Shema Torah Mitzvahs, who knows if we'll be able to be Omid bin Asayin a second time as well. So this Zuzicha, if someone internalizes, Zuzicha be a Meridika thing that someone could use to keep him away from being over in the Saveri Chamura of the Issa of Gaza. Another case, which is common that people don't realize that there's an Issa of Lesigzel, is going to Lamanas to make it. The Gemara brings down in the Gemara Matzil, the Samach Aleph, Omer Rava, Lomeli the cost of Rachmana, La Beribis, La Begeza, and La Beino. Gemara has a question, why does it have to say a separate Isser of Ribis, a separate Isser of Eino, and a separate Isser of Geza? Gemara goes back and forth, and Gemara makes a Tzrichasa, that if it would say, Be'etzim, the Lav of Ribis, and the Lav of Eino, Be'etzim would be able to learn out from there the Isser of Lesigzel. So why does the Torah Bechlal have to say the Isser of Lesigzel? And the Gemara says, we needed Lekavish Chasaf. This also, Met Hashem, will learn a separate week, the end of Eishik. There's a halacha, a chilik between Gezel and Eishik. Eishik would be when someone borrows money from someone and doesn't pay it at the time he's supposed to pay it back, and he has the money, or if he owes a worker money and he's not paying back the money, anything that came to him berishus, and he doesn't return it, is also an Isser of Gezel. It's called Eishik. And the Gemara says, we need the lav of Leisigzel, not to tell me Lugufei, because then we can learn out of Ribis and Eino. It's lav all of the base lav, and the Torah wanted a separate lav, the Kodesh Chasacher, and that's what the Pasuk of Leisigzel is. Then the Gemara continues, what do we need the Pasuk of Leisigneivu? We should also be able to learn out, there's a din of Ribis and din of Eino, and between the two of them, we should be able to learn out, obviously I'm allowed to take money which doesn't belong to me, so I should be able to learn out the din of Leisigneivu as well. Zok the Gemara, Leisignov, look at the Tanya, Gemara brings a Braisa. Leisignov amanas lameket. That the Isser of Leisignov is coming to tell me that I shouldn't steal amanas lameket, and Rashi Tayyat just to be Mitzayah someone. I shouldn't steal to be Mitzayah someone. Or Leisignov amanas lasham tashlume kefil. I shouldn't steal in order to pay someone back tashlume kefil. And the way Rashi learns the case is that I was doing it to be Mahana the person. Could be the person was struggling, a Parnasa. And tzedua, the Rambam brings that the highest form of tzedakah that one could possibly give to someone is to be mavliya, to pay him back in an oifim which doesn't even chap that it's tzedakah. If someone sees a store that's struggling, we mentioned this, and he is mefarnes, he goes into that store and buys from that store. That's the highest form of tzedakah because he's mavliya the money in a way that the person doesn't realize that he's getting tzedakah b'chal. So this person wanted to be from a person. He wanted to be give someone who didn't want to accept money as tzedakah. He was too proud to accept tzedakah. So he figured what he's going to do is he's going to steal something from him. And then he's going to obviously do it in a way that there's Edim that are going to see. Edim might not know about it, but Edim are going to see that he steals it. And the halacha is there's a chiluk between gzela and geneva. The halacha, if someone's able to sigzel, is that he just has to be, there's a chiv heshev as a gzela, he has to return the be'en of the chayfetz, which he stole, that's what he has to return. But when someone's oved iser of leisignov, because he did it betzino, the Eibishter gave a separate din, there's a din of kefal, so he figures he's going to pay kefal over here, and that's why he stole it. Still, the pasuk of leisignov, the Gemara makes a limud from the pasuk leisignov, that if I did it amanas l'sham teshlume kefal, there still would be an iser b'chiyai gavna. An iser of leisignov amanas l'meket, there's a shaila exactly what the hagdara of amanas l'meket is. The Ktseis HaChayshin brings down from the Shita Mekabetzes. That's in the Ritva, Shita is like this. It says, Yesh Meforshim, Da'ari Yishu'en Reitzel La'akev HaGneva B'yod. The person wasn't really planning on keeping the Gneva B'yod. Ela Goynev Kedei L'Tzayre. He did it Kedei Tvei Metzayre someone. People sometimes are Nishra on the Saverin. They see someone's keys lying on the table. And they figure, what's the big deal? We'll play a little trick on him. You take it, you slip into your pocket, you make him look around for it a few minutes later. If someone does such a thing, we'll see, we'll be over. The Issa of Amanas L'meket, which we'll see is Machlekes, if it's a lav, or if it's only Issa Darbana. In addition, we'll see, he's over Issa, two different assays and one Lysa assay. But that's what the case over here, his Yesh Mefarshim, start off as saying that the one would say that the Issa is Amanas L'tzayra, I take it for a second, I slip it into my pocket. And I plan on returning it to him. Can't be that that's the issa of going to Amanas L'meket. It's a peldik ritva, because even if you're going to see that, even if there's no issa of Amanas L'meket, then it couldn't be that it's a pasuk. There's an issa of Enos Dvarim anyway. We'll see, we'll get to it in a minute. The halacha of Enos Dvarim is that any time I'm a tzair someone, there's issa of Enos Dvarim. That's the ritva's kasha. And the ritva learns that I'm an ass to make it doesn't mean that I'm planning on stealing it I plan on stealing it for forever. I'm just going to hide it, and I'm not going to be nana from it. It says the Chayshin already asked on him. He brings the lashon of the Rambam, and in addition to being the lashon of the Rambam, it's command mafurish atur. The tur doesn't bring down the loch of an ass to make it. He just says I'm an ass to haziroi, and the Prisha says that it means this shalsu this gemara of an ass to make it. But it's pretty clear in the poskim that the issa of Gainav Amanas L'meket is not only in a case where I'm planning on keeping it forever, even if I want to play a practical joke on him, I'm going to steal it for a few minutes, I'll also be over the issa of Gainav Amanas L'meket. The Mechaber brings down this halacha, he says, Asa Lignav Afila Kol Shodin Torah. It's also, as you mentioned, Kol Shodin Torah, Asa Lignav Afila Derech Schaik. The Mechaber says it's even Asa in the Eifen where you're not doing it only to be mitzayrin, you're doing it to a derech chayk, a filo manas lahafsa, a kedel shanta shlo mekefo, a kedel letzayrei. All these cases is Dr. Rambam, and the Mechaber, which is the Loshna Rambam, hakol osir kedei shalo yayag latzim akach. All these cases, if someone is over this iser, does this, he's over an iser, kedei shalo yayag latzim akach. The Lachamishna is medayik, the Loshna of the Mechaber and the Rambam. What's the Loshna of kedei shalo yayag latzim akach? It's mashma, it's only an issa d'rabbanan. If you look at the Gemara asks the kasha leisignoivu lamali. The Gemara asks the kasha, what do we need the pasuk of leisignoivu? We can learn it out from ribbis and eino. And the Gemara says leisignoivu needs a manas l'meket. So why does the Rambam, when he bring down the halacha, firoitz, kadesh leyagalatzim bakach? It has nothing to do with kadesh leyagalatzim bakach. The Rambam should firoitz because it says in the pasuk leisignoivu. And the Gemara makes a lima, the reason why we need leisignoivu is because gainav amanas l'meket is also. And even more, if you look at the Gemara right before that, the Gemara says, Leisigza Lamali, the Gemara says, Lavar Elav Bebeiz Lavim, which Zicha seems to say that Lavar Elav Bebeiz Lavim is talking about the Raisa de Kedin. He wanted to be over the Lav of by Eishik, he wanted to be over the Isser of Eishik, and we also wanted to be over the Isser of Leisigza. So the Gemara, Tepshuta, Zicha handling the Raisa de Kedin. So the Lacha Mishnah, let's check a little appella in the Chajmin or Gemara, but the Lacha Mishnah wants to be Mataritz, the Gemara. He wants to say that the Tesis Batsim has his Kasha, it's a Klal and Kolotera Kula, ain't ancient Menadin. Usually we don't give an Einish to someone, you don't learn out from a Tzichas, from a Tzino, you don't learn out a Din of Malkus. So he says that it's a Klal and ancient Menadin. So how could the Gemara ask, why do we need a Lav of Le Sigzel? Why do we need a Lav of Le Signeivu? We should learn it out from a ribbis and a no. We can't learn it out anyway because they ain't shim and adin. So, the Chamishnah, the Rambam held this kasha was shver in the Gemara. And Mele, the Rambam learned that the Gemara was only saying a smach ba'alma. But Lamaisa, the halacha is that it's only also a midirabana. The Minchas Chinuch is medayik in the Chinuch, and it's kamat mefurish in the Chinuch like this, that Avadat Sinissa midiraisa. And he says that if you look in the Losh Nachinuch, he shall sue the Rambam, and it's medayik that the Rambam also learned that it's an issa deraisa. The Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down both deus. He says like this. He says, "Afilu ligna v'aldas l'hachs ois ha-chefetz atzmai." If someone steals a manas to return at some chefetz, el shereitzu l'tzare is manna. He's stealing it for a short amount of time. Now the Shulchan Aruch Harav is klar also is naming on like the second pshat in the Tzais, which is the Rambam and the Tur, that one would be over the iser of going to a manas l'meket, even if he wants to do it with man ma, he's stealing it for a short time. Afil ain't kavanasi l'tzayir klal. He has no intention of being mitzayir him b'chlal. El hashagayin of derech tzayik. He wants to pull. He's making a joke with someone. Hareza oiva b'loisasei. His first day says he's oiva and the loisasei. Not like the way the Lacha Mishnah learns the Rambam. Shalmiyargal asma b'kach. He learns that it's mamash loisasei. And he brings a yesh emrim. He brings a Lacha Mishnah that's not an iser deraisa. It's only an iser derabana. I say yeah. And but to answer the Lacha Mishnah's kasha in the Kuntres Achron, he writes. He writes, Ayin Lachamishnah, that it's a smachta ba'alma. Then he brings the klal from the Ayin Beis Yes, Ayin Yeredeya, some kuf pehei. The uche, the Rambam, the farish time of the crow. It's usual for the Rambam from the farish to time of the crow. And that, even though the Rambam takafir zois, shemayargal atzma bekach, which seems to be implied it's an issa derabanan, zok the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that a lot of times the Rambam is the farish time of the crow, but avad it's an issa deraisa. Again, we're dealing with an issa deraisa. And come out, Rav Poskim, them on to the Sederaisa. Kapshuta, if someone would be as a joke, would want to steal someone's thing. And if Pam, in the Sefer Torah Lamelech, writes that he sees this as very common that people do this when they're playing with little kids. It's Pasha, there's no chiluk. If you steal from an adult, or you steal from a kid, we'll see it's Aloch and Fereshas later. The same way Sigzel that said, don't steal from an adult, it'll be from a kid. People like playing a little joke, they pass it around, they steal it, then they pass it around, then they hide it. Someone would be over that, the chere kapshuta would be over an iser deraisa of gain of amanas lameket of leisignevu, and at best case scenario will be over an iser darbanon of shema yargalat smegutach. In addition to being over the iser of deraisa of leisignevu, he'll also chere be over the iser deraisa of enos dvar. There's a Pesachayshin Shtalzach HaNakasha, we go back to the Makor of how we know it's Isser of Anos Dvar. He has the Kasha, the Rambam says, even if it's Derech Tzchayk. The Maitre, the Gemara says, Goyin of Amanas Lameket. Lameket, Kepshuta is Taich, Amanas to be Mitzayir, that's where Rashi Taiches it. So he has the Kasha, what's the Makor of the Rambam? How did Rambam know that it's also, even if I'm playing a joke on someone, maybe Derech Tzchayk, there shouldn't be an Isser. His diet, they don't really have the Kasha, because the Isser of Goyin of Amanas Lameket, that's not the real Nakuda is not Latsaira. The real Nakuda is Lysigna. If I'm stealing, I'm taking possession of Yenis Chayfetz. What should it make a difference if it was Derech Tzchayk or not? Well, I found the Sheultas, which is Mefurish, that it would be in Issa B'chiyah Gavah. The Sheultas, in Parashas Noach, like this. He brings down first the Halacha of Goynev Amenas Hashem Tashem HaKefel. He says, Inami, Kachazi Lei, the Lei Mizdar B'mamayne. You see someone is spending his money, he's not being zor in his money the right way, so he's gambling or whatever he's doing, but he's not being nizor in his money the right way. I'm going to steal it from him, I'll give it right back to him. After. I don't want him to be pashe in the money, I don't want him to lose his money. I'll steal it from him and I'll give it back to him. Do we say that since I did it for his own and no, it's mutter? He's going to have a little tzar during that time. And then he brings Toshma, the Tanya, Lysignoibu, Lysignoibu, Amanas Lameke, Lysignoibu, Sashal, and Tashlume, doesn't say Kefas, and Tashlume, Dal, Behe. So the Netziv, Shtalzach, and the Sheiltas, The Gemara uses the case of Manasseh Tzaira, Manasseh Lemekat, Manasseh Rashnach Tzaira. So why does the Sheiltis, when he brings down this drasha, change the case? He gives a case, the Sheiltis' cases, that I did it totally Lahanase. Zokta the Netziv, that the reason why the Sheiltis wanted to use a case where it's not a case of Letzaira, is because Be'etzim, if someone did it Letzaira, it'll be another lav, the lav of Enos Dvar. We learned from the Gemara of Enos Nonon. The next Mishnah, which we're going to learn now, because I said we learned it already before, Enos Dvar, says, Kashem, that is Enos Mammon, is also an Isra of Enos Dvar. And the Gemara says that Be'etzim, Enos Dvar, is more chomer than the Isra of Enos Mammon. Because Enos Mammon is Nitin Leishavan. If someone knows Eved Isra of Enos, said a more than Ishtos, even less than Ishtos, he could technically give it back. So if it's Nitin Leishavan, he could rectify being Eved Isra of Enos Mammon by returning it. The love of Enos Dvarim, it's impossible. Once you're already Eved, or Diba was already said, you can't take it back anymore. So the Isra of Enos Dvarim is more chomer than Enos Mammon. And the Hagdorah of Enos Dvarim, people think it's only if I say a sharp line to someone. The Maisa, the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina, and Chinuch uses Kamat the same Lashon. It says like this, a Metzair kol Ishmi Yisrael, if a Metzair anyone from Yisrael, apishli nichtu boi, hanchna elu oiva b'loi sasei. It says, v'loi seinu isa amisei, v'amru zuchayna lebrocha, v'inoz dvor makosu medabe, v'hu me'inin atzar v'amotzik, me'loshen v'chaltias me'nayachas besorah. It's clear that the Isser of Enos Dvorim is any tsar that I'm giving to a person. It doesn't make a difference if it was Bedibur, not Bedibur. The Isser of Enos Dvorim is any time I'm a tsar to someone, any type of tsar, if I wake him up when he's sleeping, any type of tsar that there is, could be Isser of Enos Dvorim. There's a Shal Sechuvah Sticker Life. He has a Shal over there. He says, even when I don't do any Dibur, and I don't do a Maisa, I could be doing nothing, I could still be over the Isser of Enos Dvorim. He has a case over there. If someone was making the Mishaberach, and he was going around the shul, and he was including every person, and he left out one person. He has a shayla over there. If in such a case, B'chi HaGavna is one over the Issa of Enos Dvorim, and he says, Poshet, Issa of Enos Dvorim, is any time I'm goyrim a tzar to a person, it doesn't make a difference if I do a maisa, that anything that I do that's goyrim tzar to Yana will be over the Issa of Enos Dvorim. So Zokta Netziv, the reason why the Shiltas had to come onto a case where I did it totally l'hanosei, it's because the pasuk wouldn't have to necessarily tell me such a chiddush of l'signa v'amenas l'meket in a case where there's another lav also. I wanted to say that the chiddush is in a case where there is no lav of enos dvarim. That's why I used the case of l'signa v'amenas l'meket to use the case where he did it totally l'hanosei and still it's also an al-sadin of l'signoiv. This time in the Sefer Karol Melech, right? That in addition to the Gover, if someone, he writes that he found there was common by Yelodim, that people over this Isser. He writes, in addition to one being over the Isser, it's Machlokes the Raisa or the Rabbonim of Lesigna of Anas Lameket. In addition to being over that Isser in Enos Dvorim, he says, V'niru sheish l'hoysef al-chashbun yisurim, sheish b'gneva Anas Lameket, afimu deres choyk, gam shnei asay. In addition to being over the Lavim, you also be over two asays. V'haftal reyach ha-kameichel, my deloch sani lechavach leisavet, and be'etzem when we're going through Hilchas Geneva, this will be negeya, and command every single Geneva that you're going to do will be over this iser also as well of a haftar reicha kamecha, and also of a halachta b'jocha the pshita shel etzar v'lahavlas chaver l'fisha kalo hepech darkei Hashem. So if someone wants to pull a practical joke on someone and steal someone, he has to realize that he could be chayr will be over a few different isurim. So this is not kedai for someone to. This is your thing. I just want to go through and decide with this. As a shayla, if Gnev, we're going to go through after, and that's from next week, we're going to learn the halachas of Gnevis Akum, Gzeilis Akum, and Toyis Akum. We want to go through chalukim between what's mutter by a guy and not by a guy. So I want to go through just in Gnev Amanas Lameikas, if this will be mutter by a guy or not. So the etzim is a kasha on the halacha of Gnev Amanas Hashan Tishlam Akefil. The Gemara in Bob Basra brings that Eev had a, this is what Eiv used to do. He used to steal sadas from Yisayimim, and he used to plant it, and Meshabech the sada, and then he used to return it to him. So the Achayim asked from the Kasha, has it shtim with the Gemara, which we just learned, the Gein of Amanas Hashem, Teshlum HaKeifel is also. So how is Eiv going and stealing sadas and returning to them? So the Adrama over there asked the Kasha, and the Adrama says, Itaka didn't do it by Yisrael, he did it only by a Goy. And Shas Vachuvis Petela Chochma says, he wants to learn from there that any Gaid of a Manasseh Shant Tashlum Akefel by a Gaid would be Mutter. But he says, even if you're not going to learn like that, it would Zichah be Mutter in a Eifen where by a Gaid would be Mutter, by a Gaid of a Manasseh Lameka. So the Gaid of a Manasseh Lameka, if someone has the urge and he has this taiva to play a joke on someone, you should find a Gaid and he could do it over there. If Pam Hussas Moisef one Nakuda, that not only the person who steals the chayfet, even if the Gaid of a Manasseh Lameka, even if someone who knows about it and doesn't inform him, he brings a Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim says, "Shtalz Hakasha, why say Lois Signoiva Beloshin Rabbi? Just say Lois Signoiva. What's Lois Signoiva?" Zok the Teres Chaim. Shagayin of a Manasseh Lameka and Manasseh Shalom Kefil. Darkei Legalis Adavel Achirim. That's the whole point of why he's doing it. Some of the times he wants to show everyone his good pichas. So he goes and tells someone else, "I just stole his keys. Look at him, how he's being mitzayir, looking for it." Sheidei Shekav Anasi Lagoni Laatzmei. The Tavayu Azer Rachmana. The reason why it's said Alashin Rabbim is because the Torah is being mazer both the person who stole the chayfetz, and if someone knows the person who stole that the chayfetz was stolen from, it doesn't tell him where the chayfetz is. He'll also be oivet Isser of Ganivam and Aslam Eket.
Very good. I'm sorry, just a question. So, the mice and the children, why that can't be preserved?